Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling from Opinion Research. We are a private market research firm, and we are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinion. Does anyone in your household or you work for radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, or media organization, or work volunteer for a political campaign? No. Thank you. And as you may know, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County, mayor and county commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County, mayor and county commission on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you going to definitely vote? Very likely to vote?
Very likely.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Democrat or Republican? Thank you. What is your main racial background?
Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm over 65.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Thank you. From the following list, what is the one thing local elect officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? For example, inflation and the cost of things like grocery and gas, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, housing and property insurance costs, quality of life, growth and overdevelopment, or corruption in local government?
Well, there's definitely corruption in local government, but I would go with property taxes and insurance as my major problem.
Thank you. Although it's not a partisan election, if the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how likely are you to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely
I would never vote for a Republican.
Okay, so definitely
I would commit suicide before I vote for a Republican.
Okay, so the options that we have, definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, or lean slightly to Democratic candidate.
A Democratic candidate.
Definitely, probably, or slightly.
Definitely.
Thank you. And now I'm going to review a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. It. Would you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? If you have no opinion or you have never heard of that person, let me know. The first one is Cindy Lerner.
Cindy Lerner, yeah, I've heard of her, spoken with her. My opinion is neutral.
Okay. Raquel Regalado?
Definitely don't like her.
Okay.
My opinion would be negative.
Okay, it would be very unfavorable.
Yeah, extremely.
And Richard Prasnick?
I'm sorry, who?
Richard Prasnick.
I don't know who. I can't make out the name, ma'am. I'm a little hard of hearing.
Okay, no worries. Let's go to the next one. You will be now asked a few short questions on the August primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Manny Cid, Daniela Levine Cava, or Alexander Otaola?
Daniela Lalinkava.
Lovely. Thank you. Would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Lalinkava?
I am definitely voting for Daniela Lalinkava.
Thank you. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prasnik?
Whoever is the Democrat is who I would vote for. I'm not sure who Mr. Spaknik is, but I would have to research that.
Okay, no worries. If you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards between the three options that I gave to you? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prasnik?
I would vote for Lerner.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government?
Part of the problem.
Thank you. On a different topic, Mayor Daniela Lalinkava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. The proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. To fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote in favor of them because they're all needed.
Definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
I will vote yes.
Thank you. We are halfway of the survey. We're almost done. I'm going to read you a series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely, less likely to vote for her for election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Or if it would make no difference, just let me know. The first one says, Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what is happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing in influence, and peddling. Will that make you more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
More likely, most definitely likely to vote for her.
Thank you. As mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely?
I don't believe this statement, so that's a negative.
Okay, that will be no difference or...
No difference.
Okay. Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take meaningful actions on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less
likely.
Thank you. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share in property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elect positions to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes.
Well, I have to research that to answer that question.
Okay. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents and town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing, and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who says that she does not have the temperament to hold elect office. Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely.
I would be neutral on that because I would have to research that to see if that's a true statement or a fallacy.
Okay. And Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as a mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of US 1 in unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending, which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely.
Again, that's a statement that I would have to research to answer it honestly.
Okay, no worries. I'm going to read you a series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate it makes you, again, more likely, someone less likely, and no difference. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decal safety program with police and founded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, or much less likely.
I would not vote for Raquel in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, so that would be much less likely to support her.
Yeah.
Okay. As your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Much more likely, someone more, someone less, or much less?
Much less likely.
Thank you.
I won't vote for her at all, no matter what.
Okay, no worries.
Republican.
Okay, so since Raquel Regalado has been on the County Commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live and a long-time resident, including seniors on fixed income. Have struggled to make ends meet, Regalado hasn't done enough. Will that much more likely?
That's true.
Okay.
That's true because I happen to be a senior. And I'm struggling to survive, okay, on my income.
Okay. So will this statement makes you much more likely, someone less likely, someone less likely, or much less likely to support her?
I'm not going to vote for her, period.
Okay. I just need to select the option.
No matter what the statement is. So less likely or... I'm not going to vote for her.
Okay.
I don't like her. I know her. Personally.
Okay. I almost done. No worries. This is just part of the survey. I understand your point. So, as an elect official, Raquel Regalado focused on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like permitting. Just tell me the option that you select, and I will put it.
Less likely.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community. Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact protections for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules of efficiencies to make them better, safer options for families to keep their homes affordable.
Less likely.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado served as Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve on the County Commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy, for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing.
Again, I'm not going to vote for her, so it's less
yes.
likely.
I just need to have your response. No worries. And currently, several Cuban-American elect officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same.
Yes. I know her father very well.
Okay.
Personally.
And your option, just for the record?
I'm sorry?
Just tell me the option, just for the record.
Less likely.
Thank you. Raquel Regalado believes the key of a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investments in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around the schools, lines, parks for the underline, and ride share options.
Less likely.
And the last one. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community
and
supports increasing resources.
Can you hold on a minute? Somebody's knocking at my door.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Thank you. And we're almost done. Just the last one. Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police Benevolent Association for her 2024 re-election.
No, they're all Republicans. No, I won't vote for her, less likely.
Thank you. And now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prasnick?
Probably Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Probably.
Thank you. Prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended to a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok?
No, I don't follow her.
Thank you. And the following lists are just a list of websites, online newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Please indicate if you follow the content regularly about these options. For example, the first one, Miami Community News. Follow regularly, follow not regularly, do not follow. Okay. AM Talk or New Radio?
No, I don't listen to radio unless it's music.
Okay. Only in Dade?
I'm sorry?
Only in Dade.
I've never heard of that media outlet.
Key Biscayne Independent.
I've read that from time to time.
That will be followed regularly or not regularly?
Not regularly.
Okay. Local newspapers like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
The Miami Herald I read articles from time to time.
Okay, that will be followed not regularly or follow regularly?
Somewhat regularly.
Thank you. FM radio?
No.
Okay, and local political blogs?
Never heard of it.
Okay.
I do more like NPR, PBS, BBC.
Okay, and just the last part.
Associated Press, those kind of newspapers or periodicals.
Okay. And I'm just going to ask you a few short demographic questions and we finish. And just to be sure that we have a representative sample, if you were had to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political belief?
Liberal.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What is the last grade or formal education you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. What is your national ancestry?
My who?
Your national ancestry. Like from where
I'm
you
Cuban.
Are. Okay, thank you. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish and English equally, or mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Kind of more like Spanglish because of my age range, but it's a little bit of both, but mostly English.
Okay.
And some Spanish.
Okay, this concludes our survey. We appreciate your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.